on Lunch Hour, talking about what you want to be talking about. Light Fare,
with a serious spin, whether it be sports, faith, parenting,
balance, relationships, education, community, coaching,
starting over, how do you reboot yourself,
ministry, relevant, resonant, and real.
Whatever it is, we want to talk about it.
Call in, ask us questions, be anonymous.
Senior moments.
What would you tell your teenage self?
Whatever it is, join us on Wednesdays.
Wildin' Out Wednesdays?
Absolutely.
Join us. I'm Jackie.
I'm Karen.
Write it down. 1450 AM, WOL.
Noon to 1.
Happy Wednesday, Radio 1 family. This is Jackie Hood Martin along with Karen McCray, and you are listening to Wednesday's Conversation with Jackie and Karen.
Hey, Jack, Karen, how you doing?
Exciting lineup. What's going on, Karen?
I made it.
Yay, the parking lot didn't get you today.
All is well. All is well.
Well, that's a good thing. All things are good. I'm in, well, I was going to say Hades, but I'm actually in Houston, and it's just about 100 degrees.
So, close enough.
Close enough. And it's a good reminder, don't go there. So, I mean, come to Houston, but just don't go to Hades.
Okay? Exactly.
It's a good reminder of this. You can't bear this kind of heat. If you're somewhere in the southern region, keep your life together, people. Keep your life together.
Keep it together. Jack, there's been a lot going on, but I'm so grateful that we're here. And, you know, this is the end of July. We're back on the air. And I'm excited to hear what Rosalind has to say. This is great.
Oh, absolutely. We have a very exciting show. I know Dr. Rosalind is standing by. I'm looking forward to, you know, getting some insight from her again and her new book called What Is It? Not it like you don't know, but what is your it?
Exactly.
So she's going to be joining us today talking about her new book, which falls right in line with this Me We conference that I'm doing on Saturday in Dallas.
Some of
the guest speakers from the Me and We Inc. conference will be joining us. Their conference title is called What Do You Hunger For? So I'm excited to have Dr. Rosalind on and to have the ladies that will be joining us on so that the two actually tie together. Because sometimes you don't know what you hunger for if you don't know what your it is.
Yeah, yeah. Or
so this is going to be a good conversation.
Yeah, or if you know what your it is, but you don't want to face it.
Because your it might not be your good thing. It could be the thing that's leading you to your good thing.
Precisely, precisely. It's your stumbling block.
Hey, Dr. Ross.
Hey there.
How are you?
I'm good. You're talking about that heat, and I'm sitting here in Florida in 100-degree weather. So I agree with you 100%. You don't want to go there.
Keep it together.
Yes.
So we're excited.
Clear. So you've got a new book out, and it is called What Is It? Last time we talked to you, you shared so much insight on womanhood and freedom and forgiveness and healing. And then now this book seems like the follow-up to people taking their next step. You've identified what your problem is. You've talked to us about how to work through your issues. And underneath all that baggage, what can people possibly find?
Well, they can find their purpose, their destiny, the very reason why they're here on planet Earth. And that's what is it? Defining, finding, and obtaining your it is all about. And so many times we just live our lives going in circles and just doing the same old thing, trying to get different results. But when God allows transitions to happen in our lives, that is a perfect opportunity to be navigated to the next season of your life, which will include that it, that thing that you were placed here to do.
Dr. Roz, we had mentioned this, I think, last time, but I often recall a friend of mine telling me that sometimes when we get stuck on whether to move or not move, that God has a way of shaking the ground underneath us in order to force us to make that move. And it seems to me that this is what you're talking about. Sometimes we may not even recognize, you know, that this is our time or our season to move. And God is like, look, if you're going to move into your destiny, it's time to go.
That's right. And see, and that's what the book, you're absolutely right, because that's what the book is based upon. Because when people ask me, well, what motivated you and what was going on with you, the reason why you wrote this book, is precisely what you're talking about. It was a shifting that took place in my life from what I had been doing for two decades with Mothers in Crisis, or the way we have been impacting the families and the communities, and the different things, that writing of the grants and you know, going before different boards and sitting on community boards and counseling the women and implementing projects and all of these things for two decades. And then when the economic crisis hit, all of a sudden the grant money, it just kind of went away. I guess, you know, you would say that all of a sudden there was a scarcity of resources.
Exactly. I'm with you.
And, yeah, and so then the grants from the United Way, the city, the county, the state, all of them were frozen. But the thing is, I know the bigger picture was God had been telling me for 5 years, he was saying, okay, I'm going to transition you out of this position. But once you have that machine kind of going and you're just feeding it day by day, it's hard to jump off.
It is. But, it is.
And I had to. Go ahead.
Well, even if you're like a hamster in a wheel, and we talk to people all the time, people call our show, oh, I keep doing the same thing day in and day out. I just feel like I'm in this never-ending cycle. And then for some people, it's a never-ending vicious cycle. It's one that drains them and tugs on them and wears away at the very fiber of their being. And one of the things that you mentioned earlier in your dialogue about what it is, it was a part of people being able to get through discovery. Can you talk to us a little bit about what a discovery phase should look like, and when is a good time for people to step back and do some self-exploration?
Well, you know, that's a wonderful question, because that's where I start. I start at, first of all, defining your it, and realizing that you were born with it. It's a part of your spiritual DNA, and oftentimes it gets buried. So any time is a wonderful time to begin to look deep inside yourself and to find out that thing that makes you tick. You know, as people say, your passion is your purpose, and even deeper than that. Like I said, it goes all the way back to the very reason why I'm here on planet Earth. So, and especially during times of transition, because transitions happen for a reason. And so many times there are opportunity to try to stop the cycle, to jump off the wheel and not go back. It'd be so easy to go back to what you're familiar with and say, well, you know, let me just, because I could have very easily, I could have said, well, let me just start looking for other grants, and let me try harder, and let me do this, let me do that. But I knew it was the time to say, okay, what is it? Mm-hmm. And it's scary, but it's necessary. It's the journey of life.
Now, you're absolutely right in that, and I liken those seasons to the scripture where it talks about the order of breaking bread. And a lot of times people don't see the symbolism in who they are, they line up, that he takes you, he breaks you, he blesses you, and then he gives you. He takes you, he breaks you, he blesses you, then he gives you. And then oftentimes people don't recognize that a cry for help or a crisis of belief is that breaking season, or it could be your blessing season, because sometimes God has to move you out of your way in order for you to see him clearly. I know we always say, oh, so-and-so was in my way, or I couldn't do this because I was told I couldn't, or the people and they. I don't know who they are yet, but, you know, they seem to have a very big influence in a lot of people's lives. They. But what about you? Doorway. And sometimes when you can recognize what your season is, you can see the hand of God moving if you would just get out of your way.
That's right. That's right. And you know, as you know, I'll be headed to South Africa next week for a Destiny 2.0 tour, where I'll be kicking off the book tour there of What Is It? And I think about it, they're celebrating a Women's Day on August the 9th. And I was there on last year to help celebrate that, and I spoke at various churches. And then this year, they asked me back, plus they've asked me to go to some other venues while I'm there. And as I'm thinking about how if I had stayed in that place where God was trying to move me from, and just continued to do the same thing, there's no way I would have been able to open up. And like you said, I like the concept that he breaks you, then he gives you, he sends you out. So I've been to East Africa, in four countries in East Africa. I've been to South Africa last year. I'm going back this year. So even though it was scary, and it is scary, and you meet a lot of people along the way that I call movers, shakers, givers, and takers, and you have to learn how to navigate through the sharks. Nevertheless, it's always for the best because God always has great things for us.
But as we go through that pruning phase, let's say, Dr. Roz and Jackie, you know, for those that don't know or know how to navigate through that pruning, because it's painful. It's painful to look at yourself. It's painful to be transparent. It's painful to be authentic at times. So how do you, what are the tools that are necessary in order to go through that? Or navigate successfully through that?
Well, I want to say the first thing is having a realization of it, because the pruning and the pain that you go through with God is certainly so much better with Him in it than what you're going through trying to do what you're in by yourself.
Yes,
sometimes
absolutely.
We cannot see that what we're facing is hard because we don't have Him or have not invited God into that particular circle. But when He's trying to pull you out of it, that level of resistance that we show to the helping hand can be more than problematic in the long run, because it means we're not willing to learn anything. We're not moldable like the potter's clay on his wheel. You know, we're not like David, who's willing to go through the process before we get to the palace. I mean, there's so many ways that we can see that we are out of order just because we're supposed to be in control. In the name of being in control, we think that we got this. And I don't think that's a part of our it makeup. God can't bless you when you're in the His way.
That's right. That's right. And that's the first thing that I talk about. And that's why I wrote the book, because it is hard. And look, I wish I would have had a book or something to read. I had the Lord and I had the Bible. But if I would have had what is it, it would have helped me to see sooner, you know, cry less tears. But the first thing that we have to do is seek, because we're always seeking. You know, we can never stop growing. We can never stop seeking. And once you begin to seek and you begin to find out, okay, who do I need to seek, and where do I need to go, and what do I need to do? And that journey will take you into some interesting places, because the first thing, believe it or not, ladies, the first thing that I did after everything, you know, started breaking loose, is I started up with this network marketing company, right?
Mm-hmm.
And my business partner was actor Danny Glover.
Dr. Roz, hold on to that thought. We want to get the whole story, all right?
Okay.
We'll be right back right after the break. We're back. This is Conversation with Jackie and Karen. We're on with Dr. Rosalind Tompkins, and she's the author of a new book called What Is It? And Dr. Roz, you were talking about your networking marketing and your business partner after the breaking.
Yes. So after that, I was wondering, okay, what is it?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm scrambling around, and this network opportunity comes along my pathway, and I have the privilege of being business partners with actor Danny Glover. And to make a long story short, because we ended up going through several different network marketing companies, I found out that he's a very nice guy. I love him.
Yes, he is.
Humanitarian to his heart. He's been here several times. But I also learned that network marketing was not for me. Okay? And I also, you know, I ended up wasting a lot of money. I didn't waste time, because the value of what I learned by traveling and being a part of that mastermind team was a part of my it, okay? It was a part of it all to help me to get to where God is taking me now. But so it's very interesting whenever you start seeking and where the journey will lead you, and being able to learn and also to know what's for you, what it is and what is not. And that was not it for me.
See, and I think that's another lesson in just what you said, Jackie, because sometimes, you know, people think, okay, this didn't work out. It was a waste of my time. It was a waste of my energy, da, da, da. But what Dr. Ross just preached on, quite honestly, is that, you know, it was no time lost because the value added was in what she learned. And I think sometimes we have to shift our thinking into really looking at, okay, this did not work out, but what did you learn? What was the value add? Because there, in my opinion, there is always a value add because there's no coincidence.
Oh,
things happen for a reason. So if you you have to walk away with something. You should.
Well, it's being able to do skill transference,
yes.
You know, and oftentimes people don't know how to look at their skills and say, where does this fit someplace else? You know, when people are looking for jobs and they're redoing they're looking at their resume and they keep it, I did this, I did this, I did that, but it depends on what you're applying for. So you begin to look and say, okay, I can pull this out. Was this my primary duty or was this a secondary duty? Well, maybe you're now an expert in that when you do that next resume because you really can see where your customer service and you were troubleshooting and you did, you know, various things that really brought the company, you know, into the light of you being a person of value in that area. And I think it's the same way with our life experiences. We need to discover how to, as we've already talked about, be a little introspective looking at ourselves and be less critical about what we did. Oh, this job didn't work out. I remember leaving a job. This was back in the day when people smoked in an office. And one of my non-negotiables is with the allergies I have, I cannot be in a smoking environment. However, as much as I hated to leave, the skills that I learned, one, being able to interview for such a position showed me that I'm quite capable and able to do the work.
And so
I didn't count any of the time that I was there when I left as lost, because what I gained from going through the process really shored me up for what was coming next. It was the right position in the wrong place. And oftentimes people see themselves as failures for the wrong reason. Oh, this was just to get you through. It wasn't to carry you and keep you. This was just a stop along the way to someplace else.
And
that's all part of it. That's part of it, ladies. And you begin to seek. Then as you seek, you ask. You have to knock. You have to know which doors to knock on. And then once you begin to get into the flow, because it's all about finding that rhythm and finding that flow that God has for your life, that river that's flowing. And then once you begin to do that, this is when the key comes in. And that's when you have to have that persistence and that passion. And I make the relationship between when I was addicted to drugs, alcohol, crack cocaine, be quite honest with you, for 6 months, how I had to have it. It was no option. I mean, because I was addicted. And so oftentimes whenever we get into a place and we know, okay, this is where God has taken us, we have to apply that type of persistence and that passion to say, you know what, I got to have this. I'm not, you know what, it's not an option. Failure for me, because I know this is it now, is not an option. I'm going to give it all I got.
You keep bouncing
back. And, you know, that's interesting because that gives you a new thing of what do you hunger for, you know, because at one point in your life during whatever that, and because it was such a short period, but it had such a lasting impact because of what it was you hungered for. People have different levels of hunger, and sometimes I wonder if we're hungry enough to do what it takes to get to where we've got to go, because that lacking skill set that you have, be mature enough to be able to ask for help from people who've been where you're trying to go. You know, pride is a horrible thing to have when it keeps you from getting to where you're supposed to go next. So what can you tell us about some of the tools that people need to put in their kit? Because you mentioned something about the ask, and it's how you ask, not ask. It's how you ask so you don't get asked. So, you know, you talk to people in the right way so that you can sustain. It's easy to go out and get a job once you get one. People can set you up, put you in the right place, with yourself, and you're good, and you're in. But then your past and all of these things start to creep up, and then all of a sudden you're getting disciplinary actions and warnings, and you're being called before HR because you don't know how to sustain the blessing you've received. What does that look like in discovering your it? How does knowing your it keep you from becoming despondent along the way? Well, when you know your it, and I go back to when I first got clean, and God gave me Mothers in Crisis, and that was my baby of hope, and that was it. That was it. I knew that was it, so I was willing to, first of all, grow and learn. I learned all I could about the subject of drug-exposed babies. I went to conferences all around the nation. I studied, and then I talked to people who were doing the work. I mean, I put the work in, because once you know it, then you have to be willing to grow, and you have to be willing to learn. You have to be teachable, coachable, and trainable, and you have to be persistent. And when I talk about knocking, I talk about how you have to, you don't just you know, tap the door. Oh, talking about that, you know, open up, please. No, you have to knock with force. And the force that I'm talking about is the force of the spirit. Mm-hmm. And you have to knock with such force that that door, if it's trying to stay closed, it will have to open up for you.
I think as well, too, we also have to recognize that while, you know, people often talk about and see the public outgrowth of drugs and alcohol addictions, but there are other kind of hidden addictions, so to speak, that are just as overpowering, that folks think, okay, if I can do this over here, that, you know, exactly, you know, so, you know, we talk about drugs and alcohol because that's what's seen, but, you know, there's financial addictions, there's the need to please addiction, there's a self-esteem addiction, there's that low self-esteem addiction, there's those all those other kinds of, you know, I gotta be seen addiction, it's me alone, it's that selfishness addiction, it's that pride addiction, all those isms, exactly,
and
those two are things that have to be dealt with as well too, and you know, you can spend your life thinking, you know, you're better than all this in a bag of chips because you're not into drugs and alcohol, but at the end of the day, it is all the same.
Yeah, that's true, and so before you even really are able to step out there in defining and obtaining your it, you have to do the work.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. You have to have processed some things in your life, your personal history and the different challenges, because the saddest thing in the world would be to step out there and really get into it, get your it, your season, it's your time, and then we see it every day because of your demons that you have not dealt with. They come out and they destroy you.
That's right.
And so you must, you know, so that's why the book may not be for those who are not at a certain level, because it doesn't talk to you necessarily. That's why you got to get as long as there's breath in your body, there's hope, rare anointing, and you are beautiful first.
Mm-hmm.
And then by the time you get to that place in your life on a serious note, then you're ready to pursue your it, because that's one thing I always said. I don't want it before it's my time.
Exactly.
Because I want to be able to keep it.
Exactly. Now, that is so true. And I was just reading, there was a quote on Twitter by Devon Franklin. I thought it was so profound because people often miss it. We always say, be careful what you pray for. One of his quote, probably, which is now going to be a paraphrase, is that you got to get prepared for what you prayed for.
Mm.
Yeah.
Because
I love it.
And we don't recognize that the work is going to begin in us, especially if you're praying for somebody else to change and to do something. Well, maybe you need to change in order for yourself to be able to receive the new person that's coming. Maybe you need to challenge yourself and get some new skills and some habits and behaviors and how to talk to people, like attitude, before God can bless you with a new job, simply because you're not ready, as you said, to receive what he has coming your way. And so when we talk about what it means to, you know, get a focus, do things with intentionality, learn to understand the value of appropriate talk and communication with people who know where you've been and can get you where you're trying to go, will definitely keep you from spinning your wheels, having conversations with people who may be just, and I'm doing the quotations with my fingers, yes people. Mm. We've got to get rid of yes people in our lives. Oh, girl, yeah, you look good in that dress. Oh, that color is cute on you. Yeah, that weave is a nice lift. I'm sorry. If you're going out for a job interview, your club attire is not for you, and your friends are not really your friends.
That's
because
right.
if you guys are looking, it goes to business. And people know you don't have the finances to start this business right now. You don't have enough skill and intellect to start that right now. So this is not throwing shade. This is the reality of the world in which we live. And if you want to go to the next level and sit at other people's table, mm-hmm. you're going to have to mm-hmm. figure out how to get yourself together because you're not ready for your it.
That's right.
If it
that's
was
right.
revealed, you wouldn't know it. It saw you.
Oh, wow. I love it. I love it. I got to say this, ladies, about the challenge, the Fruit of the Spirit challenge, because that is in the book, and that's something that I'm passionate about. I told Pam Perry, who we love, my publicist and PR coach, I said, Pam, I'm going to tell people, just call me Passion Fruit. And she, you know, I can tell she's like, what's she talking about? Because I'm passionate about the fruit of the Spirit. Mm. And I have a challenge in there. I have a challenge going on where I'm challenging people to grow in the fruit of the Spirit of God as we see it, you know, in the Word of God and what have you. But I have a self-assessment scale that you can take every day or as often as you want to determine where your fruit level is. And we know love, see, love is the big thing. And love covers, and love will carry us, and love will lift us. And it's and that place of love that will cause us to be a servant, because we have to serve our way into our it. It's not gonna, we can't have entitlement mentality. Somebody just gonna give it to us. No, we have to serve, and you can only serve when you know how to love. So I think that goes into what you were saying in terms of working on yourself. Thank you.
Well, we have a few seconds before we go into our break, but Dr. Roslyn Passion Fruit Tompkins is with us, who is the author of What Is It? And she talks about defining, obtaining, and attaining your it. And we'll be right back after the next break.
Back on the other side of the break right now. We're coming back from our break, and we have joining us as well Dr. Sonia Sloan, who is doing the What Are You Hunger For this weekend in Dallas.
Hi, Sonia.
Oh, I dropped you by accident.
She's going to have to call back, Jack. Technical difficulties in the studio, Mr. Alonzo.
Okay. So with our technical difficulties in the studio, when we are back, we're going to have Dr. Sonia Sloan with Me and We Inc., who is hosting the What Do You Hunger For conference, which ties in so nicely to what Dr. Roz Passion Fruit Tompkins is talking about as it relates to what is it. Because if you don't know what you're hungering for, you don't know what your it is. Exactly. And if you saw your it, then you don't. Why you have this hunger. Because a lot of people do have something deep down in their spirit and in their soul that is saying, yes, do this, take on this risk, take this challenge, and they're not sure how to address it. And so I'm looking forward, when Dr. Sonia comes back on the line, you know, to sharing with us about this weekend that's going to happen in Dallas, and there'll be another event in November in the fall in Houston, and just listening to these two powerhouses of women share with us, you know, how do we empower people to go to the next level and be okay with it?
And Dr. Roz, you know, you we talked about defining and obtaining, and but once we get that, okay, we're there, you know, we're almost there, let's say. What are the attaining principles so that we recognize it when we get there? And Dr. Sloan's going to join us in a moment. She just called back in, Jack.
Well, that's when I asked the question that you can determine whether it's it, whether this is it or not. In the book, I say, what is it? What is it that's calling you from deep within?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's felt as a nagging ache. Sometimes it's an it that needs to be scratched, but you can't quite reach it. So when you find that thing that keeps you up at night and the first thing you think about in the morning and the thing that's driving that adrenaline in your life, then that's what you have to do now is keep it.
And sometimes,
and you keep it.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, and you keep it with the passionate persistence.
And sometimes it's leaving things behind. It's leaving that relationship behind. It's leaving people behind. It's leaving things behind and walking into what's before you. You know, so that you can have so God moves you, so to speak, to your front seat, the front seat of your destiny. And sometimes in order to do that, you have to leave where you are. And then familiar. Hi, Dr.
Yeah, Sloan. Everybody that's with you now can't go with you where God's trying to take you.
No.
Hey, Dr. Sonia.
Hi, how are you guys?
Good.
We're doing good.
Hi. And we have Tim Beatty and...
Hello?
Hello, everybody.
Hi. All right, so Kim Beatty is joining us, Dr. Sonia Sloan, and the third person?
I believe Dawn. Is Dawn on? Dawn Newsom? No, we must have lost her. Okay.
All right, so I'm loving the conversation that we're already having. I do believe these two things tie in together. So, Dr. Sloan, you are hosting an event through your organization called Me and We Eat. Can you share with us what Me and We is all about?
Okay, this is great. God gave me a vision approximately 5 to 6 years ago that was, you know, women needed more. And what I saw as the first lady of our church, as it was growing, women kept coming back to me with the same issues, same problems. And I was like, how is it that you can't be motivated and empowering to yourself and then help the next woman? We don't need to continue repeating this. And so the idea grew out of me first, help myself first, be motivated and empowered, and then I'm going to help the next woman pay it forward, and that is for other women to excel. So it was me and then we. So we grew out of the church and eventually became large enough and became our own nonprofit organization. And we focused on the things that make the whole woman, economics, health, and spiritual. And those are the three things we pride ourselves on in trying to help women to become better, motivated, and empowered through those three things.
It sounds amazing and fantastic simply because, you know, we all know, the ladies that are on this call, that there's not always the right resource that we need to. You know, things can't all be helped through a social services program. Things can't be helped through employee assistance programs. There are these deep down personal issues that you want to have someone who knows where you've been, who can walk you through where you're trying to go. And I know that Kim Beatty joining us, she speaks to a lot of those issues. The lineup of women that you have for the weekend that's coming in Dallas on August the 2nd, these ladies are going to be sharing and empowering and, you know, this, what do you hunger for? How deep down does that go? Where does that come from?
This basically was more of the women really starving today. I think that, you know, I'm part of with Dairy Max, which is one of our corporate sponsors and our partners, that we hunger for a lot of things in our life, but we never feed ourselves. And so we wanted to partner up with, again, another nonprofit to give back. And so that's us paying it forward through Minnie's Food Pantry with Cheryl Action Jackson and saying, you know, we want to give back, so we're going to donate some of our time on Friday and go stock the pantry and that kind of stuff. But using that thought process of if you're hungry for something, if you're starving for something, what are you willing to do to get it? And so if it's in your money, you know, what are you starving for? To be out of debt, to be credit card free, you know, that kind of thing, versus your health. You know, what are you hungry for in your health? Do you want to be a size 2? Do you want to be a size 20? Do you want to be, you know, walking every day? And then spiritually, you know, so many of us are tied to churches, and I can speak to this as a first lady, but we really and truly don't have the spiritual enrichment that we need in our lives because we don't go deeper. And I think Kim brings a lot of that with her new book, Hey Sexy. And she can speak to some of that on spiritually why that's important.
Hey, Kim Beatty.
Hey, sexy.
What's going on? Yeah, so this is normally Wildin' Out Wednesday, so it's Sexy Wednesday today. We have the fabulous Kim Beatty joining us, who her book is absolutely dynamic. And for ladies who are trying to get their sexy back, for young girls who are trying to figure out what their sexy is, and other women who are already walking in their sexy, Kim Beatty is your lady. So, Kim, tell us about this book you've got going on.
Well, sexy is seeing the excellence in yourself. It's an acronym for seeing the excellence in yourself. And I really believe that a lot of this, a lot of the issues that we have in life, a lot of the problems that we have is because we don't, you know, not all, but a lot of it has to do with the way we see ourselves, the way we perceive ourselves. And once we change our perception, once we change the perception of how we view ourselves, once we view ourselves as God sees us, then a lot of the issues we won't have, even if we have them, we won't look at them the same, and we will approach our problems differently. We won't make some of the same mistakes over and over and over again once we see our true worth, our true value, and really see the excellence in ourselves. So, Hey Sexy is all about how we view ourselves and how we see ourselves, seeing the excellence in yourself.
I think that gets, this is Karen, I think that gets back to the entire conversation today, Jackie, because with Dr. Roz was saying earlier, you know, what is it? If it's your sexy, if it's those issues that have been empowering as well as impairing, you know, you have to define it. You have to do the work to get to the root of it. And I think, and that's the common, if I'm hearing correctly, that's the common denominator in each of the conversations that we're having today, in each of the dialogue, because, you know, at the end of the day, if you want to be that size 2, 6, or 10, you've got to do the work. If you want to get in power, in charge of your finances or control your finances, you got to do the work. You got to put the credit cards down. You got to do what's necessary. If you want to be empowered, then you've got to stop, you know, making excuses, so to speak. And sometimes you have to, like you said, leave those things and environments behind you. Because like you said, Jack, you can't take it with you. So I think
that's part of the inhibition. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's, and this is for both conversations. What do you hunger for? Hey, sexy. What is it? Even finding balance.
Mm-hmm.
Can each of you speak to why is it hard for women especially to not get to where they see they can be? It's not that they don't know they're gifted. It's not that they don't know they have resources and people in their corner supporting them. What is it internally that holds us back from taking the next step and doing what we need to do?
I recently spoke with the National Council of Negro Women on this past Friday. And sometimes it's that whole thing of that we multitask so much and we put everyone else on our to-do list, but we never put ourselves on our to-do list. And it's been historically, you know, with African-American women and women in general, but we are more prevalent, the whole thing of the nature of take care of everybody else, and we're last. And so therefore, our money falls, you know, apart, our health falls apart, and then even our spirituality falls apart because we're so busy taking care of the church itself and the people in it that we don't take care of ourselves. And so a lot of it is we are nurturers by nature, but more than anything else, we forget to take care of ourselves.
Mm-hmm. I would agree with that, and I would also,
Dr. Rose.
I was just going to say I agree with that, and that is something that causes us to burn out so quickly, and with the health issues that we face as women, and especially women of color, and also fear. And, you know, sometimes we say the acronym for false evidence appearing real. A lot of times we just are so afraid. Sometimes we're afraid to succeed. Sometimes we're afraid to fail. So that fear will immobilize you and just keep you from even stepping out.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. And I would also add to that, this is Kim, that often we forget who we really are. And we all forget. I even tell my son when he leaves out for school, Bryce, don't forget who you are. And not just your name, not just your last name, but don't forget the essence of who you are, because a lot of times we get caught up in the day-to-day that we forget our divinity. And we forget that we are not separate from God. And so when we remember who we are and the power that we have, we can walk in that power and reclaim our power. But a lot of times our energy is drained, our power is drained, because we get caught up in the day-to-day, the things that are seen, the things that are temporary. But it's the things that are not seen that are eternal. And we forget because life gets busy. We forget because we have challenges. We forget because we have so many things going on. And in order to maintain balance, we've got to go inside. We've got to live from the inside out and remember every day who we are.
And, you know, sometimes, and I'm speaking from my own experience, I went through years ago an assault, and there was a period of time when I pretended it didn't happen, and I didn't know who I was. And I walked in an area of darkness because I never confronted. It was like, okay, I'll just compartmentalize. I'm like, okay, it never happened, never occurred, blah, 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 and kept moving through. And as we talked about earlier, it affects you in other ways that you, if you don't deal with it at some point, it will come and hit you in the, in the face so that you have to deal with it. Yes. And then I had to go through the process of redefining and getting back to who the core of Karen is. And it took, powerful. It takes time.
Yeah, that's that identity crisis. Some people have a crisis of belief. The crisis of belief is, I cannot believe this is happening to me.
Right.
How did I let this happen? How could this have occurred? What did I miss in it happening? And that's every area of life.
Right.
Nothing in particular, but everything specifically. Because it's the who, what, when, how, where, why, the guilt trip. That's the crisis of belief. But then with that crisis becomes an identity crisis.
Right.
The identity crisis now with our young girls and them defining themselves and seeing who they are through the eyes of television and people in their family and all of that. And then there's a personal identity crisis where I may or may not have a faith-based relationship. So I don't know how to get to explaining to myself, let alone having someone else talk to me about what my identity should look like. And so there's this list of crises that we face as women that oftentimes go with questions unanswered because we ourselves don't know how to articulate them.
Right.
And that articulating can be difficult because of the pain process that we have to go through. We do begin to wear masks when we have our crisis, and then we become someone else, and then we put on another mask because we're in another environment and we become someone else. And then as you start to peel back all these masks, you're like, do I like this person I see behind this mask? Or do I want to own her?
Exactly.
Do I want to own up to what she's done? Can I face myself once I see me for what I did to me?
Yeah, we'll be right back on the other side. We're back. This is Conversation with Jackie and Karen. And we got a lot of folk off. We got Dr. Rosalind Tompkins, Dr. Sonia Sloan, who's the founder of Me and We, and you have your conference coming up on August 7th, and Kim Beatty.
Oh, second.
Excuse me, I'm sorry, August 2nd, and Kim
Beatty.
Beatty.
He's a Beatty.
I apologize. The author of Hey Sexy, is that correct?
Mm-hmm. Yay, that's right. You got it.
Now that I remember.
Oh, yes, she may not remember anything about this call, but she's going to remember. Yes, she will remember the Hey Sexy. I'm telling you, she's going to be looking for your book.
Exactly.
And, and she's going to be texting me. I'm looking at myself, Hey Sexy.
Exactly. I'll have it at the end of the day.
I'm going to have to send her a T-shirt because now what's the tripped out part is that when you travel or when you're in the airport and people just look at you and say, hey, sexy.
I will tweet to you just to make sure, Jackie. I'm going to get on social media just to make sure I get my T-shirt.
It is fantastic. So, you know, Karen, of course, we were having our off-air conversation.
See, you always... See, that's where the show is.
It's where part of the show is. And it's where part of the show is. And I was thanking the ladies for joining us because our conversation seems to be so much more organic when we just let it flow. People say, well, what are y'all going to talk about? What are they going to do? I'm like, whatever comes in our mouths and pops in our head.
Exactly. You know, yeah, we're not scripted.
It's fun that way. Yeah, we try not to be too unscripted. You know, we can be wild sometimes when we kind of go off the mark. But you ladies have brought up some real serious points. And before the break, we were talking about these crises that we have. We've got our identity crisis. We've got our crisis of belief. And then there these other crises that just come in spurts because of the kinds of people that we have in our lives. As we talk about what do we hunger for, and we talk about what is our it, I'm going to ask Kim first, and then I'll go to Sonia, and then Dr. Robin. Kim, tell us why it's important to remove people from our lives that can keep us from our good.
Oh, my goodness. It is so very important because it will drain you. It will bring you down. And we've got to, you know, it could be people or it could be things. It could be even mindsets. I remember some preacher said a long time ago that the greatest key to you getting anything more than what you already have is your ability to release where you are, to grab hold to where you're going.
Yes.
And we gotta let it go. We gotta let it go. You know what? I am a I was telling Dr. Sloan the other day that I am a pack rat in my house. I'm moving right now, so I have stuff everywhere. And I realize I'm a pack rat, but it's such a clearing and cleansing things to let things go. So I'm going through that process after literally right now packing up and throwing things away. And it's hard sometimes to emotionally detach. But in order to get where God wants us to be, we've got to let some things go. And we've got to take that inventory and have that time of introspection and ask God, what is it that I need to let go in order to get to where you want me to go?
I think that it's literally, there's a medical term for it in medicine that we look at. It's called adjustment disorder. And that for so many times, everyone has a certain level of adjustment disorder. You know, some of us are quick to, you know, take on new things and new people, new places, new ideas. But we are very quick to hold on to what is familiar to us, good or bad. And then, you know, I think it's a thing that biblically we talk about, that there's a time and a season for everything. And so sometimes it's a matter of being comfortable of us walking into a new season with new people, new places and things. And for us, like you said, letting it go is part of it. But really and truly embracing what's in front of you is huge. And that's part of, like, what we're doing with Me and We is definitely trying to get people to dream big again. You know, it's okay to dream big. I don't care what age you are, where you are in life. If you don't dream, if you can't create a vision for yourself and embrace what is new, that's going to keep you stagnant where you are. And that's not healthy.
Adjustment disorder. I have a term for it now, Jackie. Mm-hmm.
It's a light bulb moment when I learned about living in Chicago. Yeah, about seasonal depression.
Yes.
It's real.
Yes.
Very much so.
Dr. Ross? Yes. And I was, as you were talking, I was thinking about how a closed mouth is not fed, and a closed hand is not led. And
wow.
So many times we have our mouths closed and our hands tightly in a fist. And so there's nothing in. There's nothing going to be able to come in as well as nothing out. And that's the whole concept. It's just a cycle. And some of the people in our lives, quite frankly, are toxic. And because they are, they will be distracting, and they will also hinder the things that we really, really, really are it, our purpose, our destiny, the things that God has for us. So it just becomes imperative. I used to be in contact with a dear elderly lady who was a part of our ministry for a while, and she told me something I'll never forget. She said, "Rosalind, I wear people like loose clothes." And for a long time, I couldn't figure out why did she, you know, Mother Anderson, why would you say that? And then she explained to me, she said, because when it's time for them to come off, I can shed them easily.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Well, it's good. Mother Wit will keep you, ladies. That Mother Wit will keep you.
Yes. And to add one thing, Dr. Ross, I think as well, too, a closed heart isn't healed.
Okay. Yes. Three snaps over here.
Yes, I love it.
You know, I love you, ladies. I love coming on this show.
Oh, thank you. We love having you. We love having you.
Yeah, the conversation is so stimulating until it frees us up to talk about things that we normally wouldn't talk about because we have our regular day-to-day, but we also understand the value of giving of ourselves in order, as we just said, to free other people up to have some of the same dialogue, either with strangers or people in their, you know, immediate circle or family with whom they can talk. And ladies who are listening and men as well, you grow to the level where we are right now.
Yeah.
We used to be just like y'all.
Yeah.
We didn't want to talk to nobody. We didn't want anybody talking in our ear. We didn't want to get up and get dressed and go see people. Because, you know, it wasn't that we thought we were too good for it. We just wanted a place to receive.
Didn't want to come out and play anymore.
No, exactly. I can't play nice with the other guys today because I don't like myself. I don't love me. I don't want to be around you because I don't even want to be around me.
Exactly.
And being around other people exposes those places that you don't want anybody else to see. But that's what makes us real. And that is also what gives us new life again. It's having that ability to say, you know what? It's a good day to go find myself.
Mm-hmm. Ooh,
and
yes.
I'll go look for her.
Yes.
Today's a good day to go find yourself. I think go find yourself.
Go find. Ladies, because I was just sharing with Jackie, I texted her, because one of the things about this show, not just for our listeners, but even for us on the other end of the microphone, is for me, I'll speak for me, I always wind up shedding another layer. I'm always, the Lord always moves me to discuss something that I never talk about. Mm. And to be more transparent, even with myself, because as Jackie will tell you, by nature, I play it close to the vest. And and one of the things that the Lord has been revealing to me is just to let it go. It's not that deep. It's not that necessary. Just let it go. Yeah. Because not only is it helping me, but it could help somebody else. So if nothing else, ladies, that's what we do here. So we're always open to you and anybody else, but we help each other.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we do. That's the vision.
That's what it's all about. Yep.
Whew, I'm worn out, Jack. I'm done.
Well, you know, it has been one of those conversations that you can say, you know what, I have grown.
Yes.
In the 55 minutes that we have had together, and it allows you to say, I can go out and tackle another challenge. And this may be our challenge, that if you haven't been able to, after you leave the company that you have, say that you have grown some by being in their presence, that's the first area where you may want to look at letting go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You should be drained because you've broken free, not drained because somebody took the life out of you.
Exactly. Sucked it dry.
And then those are two totally different experiences.
Mm-hmm.
And so we do have to watch the company that we keep, and so that it has a positive impact upon us and not a negative one. Because as Dr. Sonia said, we've got to, you know, grow up so we can give back. And in that growing, our giving increases. How we give, what we give, the amount of it we give, how freely of it we give it. And so all of it makes sense as we're talking about it. And so that may be your it, because some people are hungering for
ladies,
the ability to get it.
Ladies, including Jack, can you all, as we wind down, give your websites and contact information to our listeners? We'll start with you, Dr. Roz.
Okay, if you would like to find out more information about the book, What Is It?, you can go to www.whatisitbook.com. And you can find me on Twitter at Rosalind YT, and I'm also on Facebook and all of the other places. And also, please, please visit Hope Universe, and that's www.hope-universe.com.
Dr. Sonia?
Yes, we are www.meandwe.com, which is spelled out meandwenow.com, meandwenow.com. You can get information on our upcoming event, some of the things we've done in the past, and truly what our mission is about, as well as donate and give back to some other woman that is trying to, you know, take herself to another level, that we can actually donate and maybe sponsor a woman or that kind of thing, because, again, that's what it's about, giving back,
Kim?
Motivating empowered women to excel.
Thank you. Kim?
Yes, my website is kimbady.com, and Bady is B-A-D-Y. You can get the books and T-shirts and all that kind of good stuff, or you can download the Hey Sexy ebook from Amazon right now for only $4.99, and go to my website and learn more how to create the new sexy you.
Jackie? 15.
Jackie? Yes, you can find me on Twitter at iBalanceMe, and you can find me on Twitter at jhoodmartin. And tomorrow, August 1st, we start the 30 Days of Balanced Living Challenge. So if you want to get balanced, I'll give you 30 days and some tips every day to get yourself there.
All right, ladies, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Have a good one.
Thank you, ladies.
Bye-bye. We're on Lunch Hour, talking about what you want to be talking about. Light Fare.
With a serious spin. Whether it be sports, faith, parenting.
Balance, relationships, education, community. Coaching.
Starting over. How do you reboot yourself?
Ministry. Relevant, resonant, and real.
Whatever it is, we want to talk about it.
Call in, ask us questions, be anonymous.
Senior moments.
What would you tell your teenage self?
Whatever it is, join us on Wednesdays.
Wilding Out Wednesdays?
Absolutely.
Join us. I'm Jackie.
I'm Karen.
Write it down. 1450 AM, WOL.
Noon to 1.